This is an important day, a sacred day when we pause to remember the event of human history that stands out as more crucial than any other moment of history. In fact, the word crucial comes from the word cross. The cross is so important, it literally is the definition of important. I want to talk to you this morning for just a few moments about the crucified God. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 18 says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." The cross is scandalous. What kind of God humiliates himself by hanging weak and broken on a Roman cross to die naked and shamefully in front of the whole world? When we think about God and what are the defining attributes of God, we probably think most naturally of his power. The fact that he spoke and the universe came into existence. Even astrophysicists, scientists who study the nature of space and time and how it all came into being, tell us that when we trace back the universe to the beginning, there was a moment when there was nothing, and then the next moment there was everything. And they don't understand it. But we know that what happened in that moment is that God said, and there was. But I want to suggest to you that there is a more important defining attribute of God than his power. And that is love. 1 John 4, in not just one, but two verses in that chapter, verse 8 and verse 16, John tells us God is love. This may be the most clear statement about the nature of God in all of Scripture. And if it is true, then creation was inevitable. First thing I want to say, first point this morning, love had to create. It follows logically that if God is love, God had to create. Because by its nature, love has to be expressed. And love is other-centered. And if there is no other, it must seek out an object of love. God was motivated by love to create the universe. He was motivated by love to create a habitable planet. And he was motivated by love to create beauty and to create humans with whom he could have relationship. Love was the driving force behind all of that. Because God loved, he made. You are a manifestation of the love of God. You exist because God wanted and needed to love who you uniquely are. Shaping you in your mother's womb was a labor of love for God because no one in the universe is like you, and he wanted a you to love. Secondly, not only did love have to create, but love had to be incarnated. The incarnation, God taking on human flesh, was inevitable if God is love. I don't know how many times I've sat with couples where one of them is suffering with an illness Or parents who have watched their children suffering with pain and they have said, if I could take it for them, I would. The urge to step in between a loved one and pain is such a real and natural part of what it means to love. You want to enter into their world and to be with them as much as you can and at least help them bear the pain, if not take it for them. You want to identify with them. When God came to Moses in the burning bush, he said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their suffering, so I have come down to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians. I have heard, so I have come down. Love compels us to act. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Love has to get involved. Whatever you might be going through today, some of you in this room, I know a little bit about your struggles and challenges. And others of you in this room, maybe no one knows. But God knows. And because he entered our world out of love, because he experienced every kind of pain and struggle that humans could experience, he knows the weight you carry here today. And he says to you, come to me, you heavy burdened ones, and I will give you rest. Not only did love have to create, and not only did love have to be incarnated, but love had to die. When God put us humans on the earth, he gave us the choice to be in relationship with him. He also told us the consequences of turning away from him. The consequence is death. If you eat of the tree, you shall die, God said. Now let's be careful not to hear those words through sin-stained filters. It wasn't a threat like some angry, abusive father, if you eat of the tree, I will kill you. That's not what God said. He said, if you eat of the tree, you will die. If you eat of the tree, you will be cut off from the source of life. And we can only live so long without life support. We can only live so long without being connected to the source of our life. And when we turned away from him, we cut ourselves off from life. All right. But God said, I would rather die than live without you. Love said it would not only enter into our world and our pain, but it would take upon itself the very source of our pain. It would take sin on itself, bear our guilt and shame, and die in our place. And when he did that, when he shouted from the cross, it is finished, he took the power out of sin and he took the sting out of death. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. To those who have not yet let Jesus into their brokenness, a crucified God is madness. That God would be defined not by power, but by weakness and suffering makes no sense. But to us who are being saved, it is the true power of God. Creation, as majestic as it was, man, I would have loved to have seen it happen. Right? As mind-blowing as it would have been to witness, was nothing compared to the crucified God. The one who made atoms and molecules being nailed to them for the sake of his creation, because he is love and he can do no else, nothing else. That is the true power of God. And if you are here this morning and for somehow up to this point in your life you have avoided this reality, you've sidestepped the truth of what we are talking about here today, that Jesus came and he gave his life for you, I want to ask you, I want to plead with you to consider all Jesus has done for you. And with a grateful heart for his sacrifice, to say, Jesus, I need forgiveness. I need to be washed clean. I need to be made new because of what you have done for me on the cross. Let's pray. God, I thank you for your amazing love for us that went all the way to the cross, that you who created the universe, you who deserved nothing but to be worshipped and to be enthroned and to enjoy the glory of all that was around you, you stepped out of glory and stepped into our darkness. You went to the cross for us. Thank you, Lord, for your faithful love. This morning, if there is anyone here that has not, to this point in their lives, surrendered their life to you, pray that you would show them, that you would reveal to their heart your love, that you would reveal to their heart that you did it all for them. And that this morning you would draw them into a relationship with you. Lord, we give you thanks in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Those who are serving communion are coming at this time. We want to celebrate together.